that's weird.
So there you go. We're back. This is another episode of Offset Thoughts. I'm Louis Nguyen, John Cho.
And it's Louis's birthday. While we're filming, on the date that we're filming, not when it's released, because then Louis is going to be like, actually, matter of fact, I'm running out. Shut the fuck up.
I just got to record.
Welcome back. It's a nice, beautiful Sunday, Saturday. What's the day again?
Saturday.
I had too much soju, dog. I'm sorry.
Saturday.
I woke up with like a headache.
But so you are hungover?
No, I'm not hungover.
You were, though.
Yeah, I was dehydrated. I was dehydrated.
That's hangover.
It's hangover dehydration?
Yeah.
Is the main reason why you get a hangover?
Your main reason you get a hangover is because you're dehydrated.
That's why you're supposed to drink water while you drink alcohol. You
drink alcohol,
so
right?
Yeah, alcohol dehydrates you. I
thought it was like tummy ache,
bro,
headache.
We all know you're the lightweight.
I'm not a lightweight, bro.
Yes,
you are. If anything, last night I was the lightest one, but
I think
I was fine with that.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
No, y'all were about the same level. Actually, it was like new ones. Just like
I don't know, because Cho gets quiet when he's drunk.
Cho wasn't drunk.
He wasn't drunk. Buzz?
No. I was buzzed. Yeah, definitely buzzed.
Damn it, Cho.
Yeah, I would definitely say I was like a high buzz.
I was not drunk.
You're not drunk?
No, I was just buzzed.
Damn it.
I wasn't to you guys' level, but I was pretty.
What do you mean, our level?
I wouldn't like, even say drunk.
You're assuming my level, and I don't like that.
Yeah, well, you were pretty fucking drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
And I wouldn't say I was drunk either.
Dude, you saw me walk the line.
None of us were drunk. We were just all different variations of buzzed.
That's true.
Look at you, diplomat. I love it.
Because I know I'm officially drunk.
Because John was like, I'm not drunk. I wasn't drunk. New one's like, I wasn't drunk. Lucy's like, I wasn't drunk. Like, okay, none of us were drunk. Everyone was buzzed.
I could have driven home.
Yeah.
I officially know that I'm drunk when smoking becomes too much of a tightrope work for me.
What do you mean?
Like, as soon as the nicotine hits me, I become very dizzy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
when I know I'm officially drunk. Like, the last time I felt like that in our group setting was probably, like, Cho's birthday. And that's why when we got to that
shit face during y'all were pretty fucking.
Well, I was trying to make sure I was making sure he was getting there.
Drunk.
That was my goal. And then I was just like halfway through
when we got to the it was his goal, him not realizing he's drinking the same quantity as you.
Yeah. Also,
John was like, I'm gonna get him drunk. But that like that means that you give him the drinks. You don't take it with him.
I mean, it's also an incentive. Like you don't want to.
Brother,
like,
just because you got problems, doesn't mean you got to hide it.
No, it's not even that. I just noticed that that is a trend for at least Cho. Cho doesn't like to drink alone.
No.
Like, if he's drinking alone, it's very casual. It's sipping, like, maybe do a whiskey straight, sipping kind of, like, chill as a... If you're trying to get him drunk, he needs a drunk partner.
Yeah.
I think
it's more of, like, if we encourage him to, like, it's a birthday, drink.
No.
Because there's been other birthdays where we try to do it, and me and Noon were more, like, we're sober by the end of the night, and we're just like, yeah, we didn't get him drunk. You have to drink with him.
Yeah,
it's a camaraderie thing.
Noon's birthday.
Yeah.
This motherfucker was literally, like, lying on a goddamn toilet.
Oh, yeah.
When we had it.
Remember when you were like, when I was like, I was rolling the blunt, and you were like, bro, why do you look like a drug dealer right now with your hair pulled up?
And then at the same time,
laughing at him while he was throwing up.
You guys went upstairs to avoid the party.
Dude, literally me and John both walked upstairs and we were like, my battery is drained. I need a break. So me and John are just in there chilling. And then you come up because you wanted to roll one. And then literally not even 5 minutes after, everyone fucking comes up.
I don't know why.
Dude, me and John are just staring at each other.
There's video games downstairs, bro. I'm trying to roll.
I know why everybody came up.
Started with the.
Me and John were literally sitting across from each other. We just stare at each other like, God damn it, everyone's
dude,
up here.
That
now.
Party, and then that moment, it sucked too because like once we started playing King's Cup, this homegirl, Nico's girlfriend at the time, she was sitting on me. I'm just like, bitch, get off of me. Your bony ass hurts. But I know exactly why everybody showed up to started walking upstairs. I don't know, Cho noticed it, but you were sitting between us and you were rolling the blunt, and then Nico, you can hear Nico go, where's Nguyen? I'm up here. Everybody went. I was like, you motherfucker, you're the center of attention right now. But then, the funny moment about Cho's birthday, though, was, like you said, halfway through when I realized, I'm like, oh, shit, I am actually kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I also, the next train of thought was, I drove here. I drove everybody here. And then y'all
convinced me to call in a work. And I was like, motherfucker, I'm going to have to drive back home. And I was like, you unknowingly randomly and made me the D&D.
No, I drove home. What the fuck are you talking about?
Actually,
we went to go eat.
No, when we went to go eat, when we went to go eat, Tina drove us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
drove us to the bar
and to the breakfast place. But when we were in front of the breakfast place, I went, "Oh shit, I have to drive home from fucking Denton too." And I was like, "Oh fuck."
I didn't even. You did drive home. I know how he did because I was just like, "Fuck it, duck." I passed out. I was like, hey, you got no chewy. You know what's
the Punkies? He's like, "We're in the highway now."
And the worst part, I won't feel it.
And the worst, the only reason I drove home was because he mentioned it so many times. He's like, "You're not gonna be able to drive home," and so it became an ego thing. I was like, "I'm gonna drive home. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to drive home."
His eyes were. We were exhausted at the same time. We didn't leave till like almost 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
yeah. That's some part because I remember I knew I was lit when we were playing darts. And I was like, I wonder if this would hurt. And then I was like, and part of me is like, I kind of want to be like, hey, y'all throw darts at me, but don't hit my eyes. But then I was like, I'm too late.
I already got one fucked up. Don't fuck up the other.
Well, you're thinking of content, but there's no camera.
I'm thinking like, what would Steve-O do?
That explains why you kept on straining your voice.
Hey guys, I'm gonna throw darts at me, bro.
Cause isn't like Steve-O like our evil Knievel kind of like
I would say
with no cape,
I think the whole jackass just,
I think group all is. The jack yeah
but he's the only one that's like because everybody's like I've hung up my gloves when it comes to like
these he's probably the one
it'd be Johnny it'd be Knoxville then that would be our version of evil because that dude will do anything
yeah he still wants
cause,
to
because I know Steve-O does like his own like stand up comedy stuff but it's not really stand up it's just him doing crazy shit on stage
yeah but it's not I don't think it's anything that would hurt him physically now
after the whole billboard thing I think it's officially Knoxville because Knoxville still wants to do the dumb shit but the production company's like you can't anymore.
Knoxville,
you chill out.
Yeah, Knoxville was still doing all the craziest shit when the newest one came out.
Oh, fuck that, dude! Imagine I would have to be super fucked up to do anything close to that. Like, because I don't. It's not that I hate pain because I have a decent pain tolerance.
I just love.
Cocaine. It's just I hate the fact
he doesn't like it unless he's like you know
unless it's fully fire. Twerked. If it's not fire, no, then it,
unless
fuck
he's fully twerked down there, then the pain comes in.
No,
if there's no erection and there's just pain, you don't like it.
No. If I get burned, then I'll like it. I don't have to have an erection.
You don't have to?
No, it's just like kind of like a where's pain my response. Lighter?
just okay, hold it, John.
John's like, hold up. He has a fucking gas.
I pull out the fucking Elon Musk flamethrower.
Not a flamethrower. But it has to be a nice thing, you know what I'm saying? But no,
he just has to hold his lighter down for a little bit and then let it go and then just
give you a smiley face.
I don't want to get branded. That ain't nobody's bitch.
That shit,
dog.
It's so stupid.
That's my fucking. I want you to brand me, but I don't want to be bitch.
I still remember I met a person in high school that was really into giving themselves smiley faces. They had like
what the do you same mean, smiley faces?
Like the whole branding thing. And they call it smiley face because the actual hole looks like a one eyed smiley face.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And they had like.
Because, like, remember for a split second, people would, like, get, like, a lead pencil and fucking stab themselves? Like, do, what's it called? Scarring?
Yeah.
Because that was also going around.
But too, that person was so into it, they had, like, a drawer full of, like, empty lighters. They had more lighters than me and Lewis and were smokers. And I was just like, you're fucking stupid. Why are you wasting that much money on lighters? Like, we only have that many lighters because we lose them, and then we have to buy a new one.
And then we find them all.
And then, yeah. But this motherfucker had, like, a drawer full of empty ones. And he, like, showed me the picture, like, how proud. And I was just like, you're stupid. And then fucking, like, I think when we finally graduated, I saw him later on. And I'm like, his fucking thigh is just, like, completely scarred up. It's formed, like, a second, like, another layer of skin over the actual, all the brandings. Because he put them so close to each other. He just, like, literally made, like, a fucking band. Weird. And I was just like... He's like, yeah, I don't do it anymore. And I was like, why not? He's like, I went to therapy. I was like, oh, really?
So he was doing self-harm.
He was doing self-harm. Oh, and we all said it was. Sad. We all said it was self.
Now that story went from creepy to sad.
The thing was, it was just funny because like in high school, he bragged about it.
Was just trying
it.
To feel, bro.
No, but he bragged about it. And we're just like, it seems like you're self-harming. He's like, oh, self-harming is for people that are sad. I'm not sad. And I was like.
Put on
there's a little bit of a hollowness to your laugh. I'm just saying.
A hollowness to your laugh.
You're a it turns into a sigh.
Sounds like you're about to cry.
No, I'm fine. No, dude, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm not sad.
What if I wanted to?
Is it more depressing that he carterized or like branded himself with smiley faces? Like,
yeah, that's the worst part.
Because he was sad, so he's like,
I'll be there someday.
He's yelling at it. He's like, God. Oh, you're happy, huh? You're happy,
huh? My God. Can't help.
He seems fine now.
Oh, he's fine now?
He seems fine now.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully he has a good habit now.
Yeah, because he was the one that brought it up.
He now collects fucking like Hot Wheels. It's because
he fed him. Well, he was wearing shorter shorts, so you can see a part of it. And he was just like, "Yeah, I don't do the burning thing anymore." I was just like, "I didn't bring that up. You brought it up."
And I was just like, "I just do this."
Oh my God.
And I was just like, "Oh, cool. That's good for you."
He's got a tube tied on his arm. I'm just, ready.
Dude, yeah, that's the funny thing is I tried to make a joke about it. I was like, "Oh, you moved on to like more extreme stuff or something like that." And he's like, "Nah, I just went to therapy instead." I was just like, "Like you said, it went from John's funny John to sad."
And John's like, back. John is like, "Boo,
fucking weird." You ruined the joke. My fucking sunglasses came on and became Andrew Tate. I was like, "Depression. That's for the fucking weak."
John, why is someone rubbing your back with lotion?
I got a cigar.
That's hilarious, dude. Fuck that, man, dude. Oh my God. I can't imagine, like, because number one, like, you know that skin has to be fucking delicate as fuck.
Because like, I think when it's hardened.
No, it's not hardened.
You do it enough, it'll form a callus.
Yeah. That's it, but calluses break fast.
Calluses don't break fast. Like,
do they?
Bodybuilders get calluses on their hands because the fucking weight.
I love how new is just like, I just gotta revert.
It doesn't like get rid of it. It stays hard.
I'm thinking of scar tissue.
Yeah, you're thinking of scar tissue.
But this is all like skin, like top layer skin, because they never burn enough to get to the second layer. It's just like a little like top skin imperfection. And he did that for that reason alone. He didn't want to actually scar like. Form actual scars like by cutting and stuff, and I was just like, this logic doesn't make sense, but like, you do you, I guess.
We used to see girls with heart ones too.
Yeah, I remember this one chick in middle school. She was weird. Like, she looked definitely older. Like, I was in seventh grade, and she looked like she could probably be like a freshman or a sophomore. She looked way too older. Not in like a she's developed, but like
Joe's laughing. What? Make your comment.
It's like, damn, you stupid.
God damn.
Because actually, she was the one that told me that about marrying.
Bitch, if you don't go fucking open the book, stop opening up yourself. Open up a dictionary. God damn.
Fucking read a book. God damn. But no, she was like
you know, cauterize those better.
And she had cuts, but she's like, you know who Marilyn Manson is? And I was like, yeah. He's like, he can suck his own dick. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he cut his rib off so he could do it. But she looked like him. Like, she had like the makeup, and she had like she was white, but she used extra powder to make herself a little bit more white. Does that make sense? Like a ghost?
She took all the yellow out that's in the skin.
It looked pale, and I was just like, man, you're on a different wavelength, bro. I'm over here just jamming to Linkin Park. You're on
I hated it back then, like when you could definitely tell when someone was emo was because they like made deep dope. They made it a point to be like, I'm emo.
Stepping your toes.
Yeah.
Are you full or not?
Yeah.
It's or you're a poser.
Yeah, or you're
fucking poser.
Dude, they would wear all the fucking spike belts and like fucking hairs and shit, and like wear the spike like wristbands and shit, and wear like the band t-shirts,
goddamn stripes,
fucking snake bites on all that bullshit. Dude.
And they'll always be like mean. But it makes sense because they're with the dark arts and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, they would be mean because they're getting mad at people. They would get in trouble. I'm just like, dude, did you really think you would get away with snake bites in fucking middle school? They're like, take those out.
Why? You won't let me express myself.
You got metal sticking out of your mouth.
You failed the seventh grade three times. You're stuck. You need to get out of here, dude.
Meanwhile, we're trying to learn the Pythagorean theorem. Like, your head's in the wrong place right now.
Dude, fucking crazy. But that's would be like it's like you were saying, like you ask homeboys like everything, he's like, oh, I went to therapy. You're like, oh, okay, it went from funny to being like sad. It's like awkward moment when you're like trying to make joke with someone and then like someone tries to like matter of fact it.
Yeah, matter of fact,
people are dying right now. It's like, okay, dude, I'm sorry, my bad. I'm trying to do a knock knock joke.
Again, that's why our group
you're
works.
Like, knock knock. Africans don't have houses. And you're like, what?
That's why our group works. We all like know that there's a that we're not taking this serious. It's fine. And like, there's never a moment that like if we do matter of fact it. Everybody else roasts you for it.
Yeah, because to me, it's like, I don't know. The more people I talk to, at least, because I feel like when we're like lit, right? When we have like some alcohol, I feel like it's more looser, right? So that's how people are more loose. But I can never understand like someone being so uptight and like, what's it called? Like a party pooper. I fucking hate a party pooper. Like it's like someone that's just like
out of being politically correct too, or what just like they're no, just taking they're just serious. Like,
yeah, they're just
they just serious. Never know how when serious, they're like chill. Like,
they're so concentrated on how they portray themselves that they don't let.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? They they don't let the vibe consume them. They like try to be like, no, I'm gonna.
No, I'm this way for a reason.
Devil's advocate. They probably think that you guys are putting on in front when you're being relaxed too. I have that's met also some people something that I've seen I have too, heard yeah. some people say that, and I was just like, no. Like, again, I had a significant other that was like, why are when you with your guys, you suddenly make a lot of dick jokes and stuff like that? I'm like, because that's funny. What we it's do. Funny. Like, yeah, that we funny. Just making jokes. Like, again, this is just the vibes.
Man, I
that
still
we're
laugh
about.
When I watch videos of people get hit in the nuts. Exactly. That shit's still fun. That will like, always be a timeless classic. I don't give a fuck what you say. But that's childish. Is it childish, bitch? Have you watched the video? That shit is fucking funny.
Have you seen someone fall and then they go, oh. Like,
you ever walk through the store and you watch a kid eat shit? Do you not laugh? I fucking laugh.
You're telling me you didn't watch America's Home Funny Videos from 1995 to 2003? You're telling me you didn't pop second wasn't in your television?
But dude,
yeah, that's a fact, bro. Everybody loves that shit.
But it was like, yeah, she was like, you don't act like that with me. I'm like, yeah, because you're not a dude, bro. Because
you're a
I'm like, but you can't
you're say a party pooper.
Poser, bro.
But you can't,
you're
yeah,
not
fucking like,
depressed.
You can't say like this is a front. I like
stress.
But I was like, you can't say that this is a front because you also sat here and watched three seasons of Eric Andre with me, and Eric Andre is essentially lowbrow humor. So it's I'm like this all the time. I just don't act
I think that,
extra douchey around you. I act extra douchey with the guys because we're all just being like stupid and trying to like make each other laugh by puffing our chests out and peacocking for a little bit. But I'm like, it's not a front. It's just obviously if we're sitting here watching Jessica Jones, I'm not gonna be like, her titties are small. Then I'm like, bro, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, we're not fucking 12. I was say 16. I feel like we're a tad bit, but if nut shots are still making us laugh.
I feel like when we're 40, we're gonna still laugh about that.
So funny. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you think my humor is child. If I see someone get hit in the nuts, it is funny.
It is fucking funny.
Dude, I'm waiting for that period when Durs officially thinks I'm immature. I can't wait for that. When he's like a teenager and he has like a serious girlfriend, he tries to, or in college, he's trying to act pretentious and shit. And I'm like, cool, but I just farted on your thigh. That's fucking hilarious.
Dude, I would love him to get like super pretentious when he goes to school and we're just all staring at him.
We're
about to roast you. You better shoot your school shooter ass down.
Too deep.
Oh, shit.
God bless America.
And I even in the book, funny thing is, every time he gets like he
stand
starts
down.
Every time he starts getting a little prissy with me about that stuff, like if I'm being dumb around his friends or at karate and stuff like that, I'm like, remember this, if you start acting like this now, I'm gonna make it worse when you're in high school. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, imagine the day you have a date and you need a ride to the mall to go watch the movie. I pick up the girl and you, and instead of calling you by your name, I call you Streak Marks. And he was just like, don't do that, Dad. I was like, I will gladly call you Streak Marks, especially since I had to fold those underwears all the fucking time. This is my reparations.
My reparations.
Piss me
18
off.
Years.
18 years.
He said, piss me off hard enough. All of them, your uncles.
You remember? We're just in the back.
He's out of your league.
Dude, I'm gonna do that to his significant other. I'm gonna be like, oh, you're his girlfriend. Oh, hi, John, his dad. Why?
Why? Is this a pity thing?
Or, is it funny or something?
Are you like super funny?
Are you retarded?
Does it become the penis?
Cancel? Yeah, you're gonna be right wing John.
I'm become super cancelable and be like, are you a little slow? Yeah, there's something wrong with you. Come on.
Oh my god, dude. That's hilarious. Because I part of me like feels like, I don't know, because teenagers in the future, I feel like they're going to be more like socially aware.
They already are. They're super sensitive about that shit.
Fucking your kid was like, hey, that sounds too mean.
I was just like, bro.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Excuse me?
What? Too mean?
I was just like, damn, that's... Because he showed it, he introduced me to one of his best friends and he was wearing like an oversized sweater. I was like, oh, that's cute. He's wearing his boyfriend's jacket. And none of them laughing. I was just like, oh,
I would have found it funny. I would have been like, that's kind of funny.
And then halfway,
he's like, Dad, that's a lifestyle. And that's not a joke.
Exactly. I was just like, okay.
He's like, okay, bro. My bad.
And then they were like, throw my balls.
Right. My balls. Everybody's just like, dude, that's the funniest shit you said. It's like, what?
You referenced the shitty YouTube video 17 times. It was funny the 17th time.
But no, it's going to be interesting. Because part of me is like, I'm. It's weird how like, because I was going to mention this way before. Because you know how like we kind of grew up with like serial killers and shit, right?
So yeah.
Like, it's like, I feel like you don't see serial killers as much. But like, you know how like school shootings and mass shooters have become like super prevalent. Like, do you think that's become the new like serial killer kind of like.
Are you saying serial killers became clout chasers? In our time frame, every kill has to be like a big statement move.
Oh, no, man. I think serial killers, they're not popping anymore because, like, obviously we're in fucking 2022.
Well, it's hard.
And yeah, exactly. Cops will figure you out. It's like, bro, size 12 shoe, that's a Nike Air Max. Look up the system. Okay, it's him. And then that's it. Like literally, you can't,
bro,
like.
I don't know what you mean. I'll fuck up a bowl of cereal anytime.
Malik.
I'm the dad.
That's our TikTok. Just zoom into all the faces of the disgust. We just went. Like the joy left our face so quickly. We went.
Even he said, fucked up when he said, he goes, I'm a leave. No, he said that right after.
I'm a head out.
He did that SpongeBob.
Right. I'm a head out.
I'm in the wrong house, bro.
You think I'm in your house?
I'm in the wrong house.
Straight up listening to it. I was like, this fucker really just said that.
I was like, cereal. I was like, Captain Crunch? What are you talking about?
Honestly, I was also staring at you. I was like, do you get the joke?
I didn't get the joke. It took me a second. Because I was like,
I was staring at you and I was like, you were like this. And I was like, oh, bro. The wheels are turning.
It wasn't until he said, okay, I'm going to get it. I went,
oh, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, I was like,
initially when you interjected, I thought you were going to make a joke that you were a serial killer and that would have been funny, but
I thought you fucking had amnesia and you were like, I had cereal this morning. I was like, good job, dude.
You said it, I got it.
He did say he was hungry, so maybe like food's on the mind. He's like,
I'm not going to lie, I'm half asleep right now.
Just straight up watching Noah and just watching the fucking wheels in his head turn. And I was like, you can get the joke. Come on. It was all there.
You saw the hamster running. You saw the hamster running, take a pause for drinks.
It's like the teacher gave you all the answers for the test and you still somehow failed it.
It's just I'm not cheating, bro.
This is how we flip it on you, because fuck you.
Wait, how is it me? He made this shit a joke!
You're stupid. You're stupid.
This is a shitty joke.
You're slow. But it was like, I was waiting for you to get it.
He's just bad, but you're slow.
Because normally bad joke, slow person.
Normally, if he says a shitty joke, you'd still giggle.
Right here,
you would still giggle about it, but the fact that you didn't giggle and I just sat there and watched you until you would try to laugh... I get more enjoyment out of that. Watching Nguyen try to figure it out in his head, just, I can physically see the wheels turning in your head.
But you've never done that where like someone like you maybe like walk into the group and they like half of the joke was said and then everybody's laughing, you go, yeah.
No?
Okay.
No, I just say, hey, I would just say, what happened? And they'll repeat the joke.
I just go, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, that's like my go-to joke is when I don't know what people are laughing about. I'll like, instead of fake laughing, I'll go, and then just like blank stare the person until they explain the joke.
Oh my god, Jen.
Just like,
why did you do that to him?
Because I got the joke.
Oh,
he eats fucking cereal. Serial killer. Fucking wordplay.
Oh.
He still didn't fucking get it. He still didn't. But he said Captain Crunch and all these other cereals.
Oh my god.
It's a shit wordplay.
I thought you meant like, the word cereal, and then you were like, cereal. I eat cereal. I was like, that's not funny. But then, like, cereal
no, killer, sometimes
like you eat the cereal completely. Like the bowl of cereal.
No, and sometimes you're you dumb need it. As fuck. I noticed
you're this.
You're
some other level team, man.
I noticed this. I noticed this though. Sometimes Nguyen doesn't get a joke because he overthinks it, and that's the moments that I'm like, Nguyen, take off the tin foil. Not yeah. everything's deeper than it is.
Hey, bro.
Like he was sitting there thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is a simulation. Yeah, cereal. Yeah. The world cereal. Yeah. Captain Crunch is the president of the world. No, he ate cereal, killing cereal.
A C C C C. Tilt the C up. That's you. Universe.
C C C P. China. Instead of just
China, they enemy, enemy.
China controls the cereal market.
Don't need Captain Crunch.
Don't need Captain Crunch. Need Captain Crunch.
Bro, fuck that.
It's actually Captain Chang.
God damn, I'm disappointed in myself. Am I? Because I feel like
the fucking video we recorded that no one wanted to try out.
Oh, and it's still there.
There was one fucking joke. Oh,
yeah, bro. That clip was funny.
Oh my God, bro. Literally, I'm just like, I really have to break this down for you. And me, like, as I'm breaking it down, he's just like, no.
Because I'm like, because I think it was the it was like this chick knocked on the door of the fridge, which we'll probably lose that fridge.
Yeah,
she knocked on the door, and then her husband's like,
it's the sleepwalker
why are you
lady.
Knocking on the fridge? Is like someone could be dressing.
Oh, it's a salad could be dressing.
She does that video, and then she starts dry laughing all the time.
She's like, I salad could be dressing. And then the guy's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, and Louis is like, that's stupid. And I'm like, I don't get it. he's like, okay. He's like, what do you do when someone's home and they're changing? I was like, you knock on the door. He goes, no. What are they doing? Naked? I'm trying to like figure out what he's like. He's like, no. When you open the door, you knock on the door.
It's easier to start
what?
With salad. What do you put on salad?
Dressing.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dressing can also be used in what other way?
I didn't think about that. I was thinking, I was like, why is she not getting...
What, when you're putting on dressing? Clothes, you dress
you
yourself.
The problem is with me is I don't get those jokes that are like
no, bro.
Like, no. Like 7, 8, 9, dude. I remember when, for the longest time, you know that, like, why is...
Are you sure that's because the Neanderthal came out? And you heard numbers and you just got mad right away?
No, because I thought it was like an addition question.
math number.
Because isn't it like why is 10 Threw scared of
no? It's why is 6 scared of 7? It's because 7, 8, 9.
But now I
now
get
you
it.
Think it's
why. But when I was hurt, I was like 79. 7 plus 8 is like what? 13.
This is what I'm saying. Take the tinfoil off 7, and 8, just 9, listen. 10,
13, 14, 15, 15.
We're taking it right again. Wait, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Did you really think it was 13?
I don't know. I thought you were saying
that jokingly until I heard 7, 8.
No, I thought he was doubling down that he was dumb as a kid, but no you're dumb as an adult.
No. If I'm not like involved in that, shit. I'm not. I don't want to hear it. Like that and like reading long paragraphs does it for me. Like if you really want me to not pay attention, just
reading
talk.
Long paragraphs.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
No.
You don't know.
He hates menus with no pictures.
Like, okay, when we were playing video games,
like
just
fancy
read that thing.
Like,
I was just like,
not a thing for him.
I was like, dog, I ain't trying to read these instructions.
No, and there weren't even paragraphs. They were fucking two
some
sentences.
Of them were paragraphs.
They were two sentences.
Why were they in the shape of a paragraph?
Because it was just a. It was just a text bubble that you just have to read.
That's too many texts in that bubble, man. Oh my God.
I hate this conversation.
Oh, why? God. Okay, does part of you... Okay, I'm going to ask you. Does part of you, like... Do you think being academically sound, as in, like, adding and subtracting and, like, writing and all that...
But
like,
that's not academically sound, though. That's just the basic...
How is it adding standard. Is academics?
But that's just standard knowledge.
No, it's not. Standard knowledge is peeing, pooping, eating, how to cook.
You can't put fingers together.
Caveman shit.
What do you mean, put fingers together?
Like, let's go caveman. He's hunting. He got one antelope. He has four family. Is it enough?
You're telling me. Oh, shut up, John. You're telling me.
They're not sitting over here going.
John. You're telling me caveman. We're like, one, two. No, they don't even count.
Let me pick berries. 1, 2, 3.
No, John, they did not count. The numbers, zero wasn't invented
until
like
the Middle East. They weren't sitting here going, nah, John, I need to throw the spear at this line. MXB plus MX.
You're telling me they were doing physics?
Then, no, but they were probably like
one, two, three,
two lines. One man can't do it. Let's go.
I don't think they did that. They probably went two dudes, one lion.
Maybe. Know. That's still math.
That's not math.
That's counting. That's math.
But you
just said numbers are math. You seem like
they literally went.
So wait.
John, two girls, agree. One cup.
Are you,
it's common sense, John.
Are you?
John, it's common sense. Yeah, that's so common sense is not math.
Numbers are not math?
I'm not saying numbers are not math.
Yeah, but you just
said counting is not math. John, what do you count with?
You're doing a
politician. Numbers.
I don't like this. I'll call my lawyers right now. I don't have to answer this. No,
this is the Hassan and Andrew Tate moment.
You're using coercive logic, and I don't like that, John.
Wow, so, that was a big word for you. I'm surprised.
Wait, define that for me.
No, like what word?
Coercive?
The big word.
Oh, to coerce is to kind of like, in a way, shape or it's kind of like plotting. It's like
it's manipulating
or like putting it in your favor. Because you're saying like it makes sense. If a caveman's picking berries, then he's just picking berries, John. He's not like 1, 2, 3. I have 8 kids, so 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, he's just like
but if he berries, shows up,
where's more berries?
Oh, damn, he got berries. A lot of branches and leaves on these berries. You're a shit picker, bro.
Yeah, because they didn't fucking know how to pick berries, bro. Dude, you're telling me cavemen, the time where they were trying test food out to see if they killed them or not, they're worrying about counting how many berries they brought home.
I think it was funny that he was like, which big word?
Joe's dying. I don't
know. Is this dyslexic?
Is it this word or logic?
Sometimes I don't talk. I don't think when I talk, bro. I just talk out of my ass. But I don't think cavemen had numbers, John. That's why I disagree with you. But numbers is math. Until I die.
So if numbers are math, isn't that academics?
Do you think being academically smart is more beneficial than just having life experience, like smarts? Like,
I guess no, I think they both work in tandem.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's a competition. Not everything has to be a competition.
Divide and add.
Like you're making it seem like you have to pick between the two. Like no, you have both.
No, I'm saying like
be academically sound in terms of like basic arithmetic and reading skills.
No, but I'm saying the context is like. Obviously, like okay, like my thing, right? No, like I'm very like honest when it comes to like I'm not dumb per se, but I don't like doing math. Mm. I did it like for fucking 12 years. Like I'm good, bro. I'm good. Like I told John, if I need to do math to like benefit me, I'll do math. But if you're like literally going like, hey, Nguyen, do this math problem for fun. Who does math for fun? Not me, dude. I don't read books for fun. I read them because if I have to read it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I read because I have to read, not because I want to read. Wait, I sound stupid as fuck.
And if your woman has an OnlyFans, you should get a profit because they're your property.
Wait, no, I never said that. I said 10% maybe if you're in the video. What the fuck? You got to pay your artist. 10% for giving dick is a good amount. Because let's be honest, the girl's doing 90% of the work.
No, she's 90% of what they watch. Right, you're exactly, doing 90% of the work. I'm just saying.
Well, she's 90% of the crowd that wants to come in.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she has 90% of the pool.
Ain't nobody going to OnlyFans to see a dude nut. Never mind.
Never mind.
I think there.
Didn't that, what's his name, that chunky dude that he was like skinny and became a mukbang guy have a OnlyFans for a minute?
Nikado?
Yeah.
He had OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Apparently. I think,
like, everybody has OnlyFans.
I scroll through Twitter just.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's going to Twitter and just like, just a picture of his fucking giant asshole on my feed. Someone thought it was funny, and I was just like, God, that was.
They're like, oh my God, it's an avocado.
Yeah, but apparently he has an OnlyFans with like his husband or whatever. I don't know.
I thought they split up.
I don't know, dude. That dude's a whole train wreck.
I thought they split up.
Man, is a whole train wreck.
Every time I hear about him is when you guys feel like mentioning him.
When I see Nikado Avocado, I get depressed.
Yeah.
Is it weird?
No, it's sad, bro.
Like, it's not like giving.
Dude
like,
used to be like super skinny. I mean, he was unhealthy when he was super skinny, but like.
Weight gain. It's not just even like the weight,
dude. It's like the
personality.
No, I know. It's like, well, like the weight devolving. Gain was whatever, but like the fatter he got, the more crazy this dude got.
He like reversed.
That's what someone said.
Yeah, he did. It like literally, he throws tantrums when he doesn't get it his way. I'm just like, this is a grown man.
I mean, it probably like he probably does it because he knows it'll get views because like you know whatever. But like, yeah, the fatter he got, the worse his like mental state became.
That's what someone was saying. Like they're saying that it might correlate to like his obesity. Like Greek God
X, oh, dude, Greek God X is a whole that.
You
dude
know he
a,
got banned again, right?
I don't even fucking watch
the douche
him.
Canoe that was like, if I'm working, you can't work, yeah, and you have to provide for me all
did you say
time.
Douche Canoe?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You're trying to bring that back?
He basically follows Andrew Tate. Like,
I've noticed a lot of people do now. He got banned again because he was, I guess, IRL streaming, and then there was a group of chicks? Like Asian people that were just talking the language, and as soon as he passes them, he just starts mocking them.
Oh yeah, no,
and
then I'm not.
And they were just like, "You're banned again."
Yeah, dude's a whole piece of shit because now he follows that whole Andrew Tate like mentality.
That's scary.
Which is weird because it's like, yeah, he got skinny, but like he still isn't like it's cool. Oh, it's cool that you're confident, but now you're like overly confident, and now you're overly trying to act like you're alpha.
He's not even that skinny.
And which is weird because like still you say all this shit and you still get no bitches. Dude has a giant fucking head.
We had a podcast that got
like he's got a wide face.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, we were talking about this.
But yeah. Pretty much the whole process of it, I'm just like, those are his thoughts. You can have whatever fucking thought you want. I don't really give a fuck. It's just more just like, just don't watch. Like, that's the only way you're gonna actually affect somebody.
Yeah.
Is like,
I mean, I don't watch any of his shit. That's why.
But that's the thing is, like,
I see clips and I'm like, this is not clips from like.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen clips of it now, like, cause like the biggest thing was Ms. Kiff was talking about how like he tried to hit Greek up at one point, and he was like, you know, just seeing how he's doing or whatever, and Greek was like, I don't talk to you because you fell off. I'm down to hang out, but you got to pay me $10,000 for us to hang out and me be on.
Yeah, but he was
like, he's basically like.
And then
trying to charge his friends,
like,
and he's just
hang
like,
out
yeah.
He has clout.
And then Miss
no, like he's like, don't use me for clout. So
it's like you don't even have clout anymore. People barely know you now.
Greek, he does the well. He doesn't anymore because he's fucking banned from Twitch. But like, he
was basically
like he has a decent following, right? Like he has.
He first started off because he was leeching viewers from other big streamers. Tyler One, Soda Poppin', like a lot of big streamers. He was constantly with them. Like,
a real big part of ICE's whole crew.
Who?
Ice Poseidon?
Yeah,
oh, Ice
Poseidon.
ISIS.
Yeah.
I was like,
I heard that too.
I was like, what I was the like, fuck? Yeah,
he was friends with Ice Poseidon, but he was basically what they call he was basically leeching views. Like he would go in and promote his shit or like try to get people to follow him. Like he was just there because like they had a big following, so he eventually had mass followers. But I haven't, like, ever since he's lost weight, I haven't heard jack shit from him. Apparently he has a TikTok. It's just like, apparently that's where he spews the same Andrew Tate bullshit.
But that's weird because you know what's weird, like, you know how like we kind of fell in love with YouTube too, like creators, I guess, like
these
so
are
like
the
imagine that like multiplied times two and then even younger crowds, because like you know there's probably a 7-year-old or like maybe
oh dude you
eight,
go to Andrew Tate's like shit,
it's all it's just like young guys,
just a bunch of young dudes just saying, like agreeing with that mentality. It's fucking crazy.
But do you think this is like a counteractive to like the whole feminist movement that happened like
maybe
last 10 years?
But it's also like
the whole like toxic femininity. I'm not saying that all feminists are toxic, but I'm saying like that toxic femininity.
I don't know, maybe
that,
but
that super like confident, like douche.
I mean, at the end of the day, his baseline is still about the whole alpha beta bullshit. So,
because isn't like the whole like alphas or like being emotional is a beta trait or something?
Yeah. Top G's don't show emotion.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
There's so many of his clips that appear on my shit. I don't like talking about
it. Clips.
I'm curious. I want to talk to someone that loses. Like, not even to like. I just want to be like. Like why? Like what? Like what was the first video you watched, and then what like made you like deep dive? You know what I'm saying? Like what was the video that you were like, oh, that makes sense? And this is like, what was the first point? Like
I don't know. I kind of subscribed to what Ludwig said about it, where he was like, there is a vacuum on the internet that needs Andrew Tate kind of personality, like, or not his personality, but like a male figure, someone to like guide young men to. Like become to grow the fuck up essentially, but his approach is a very toxic approach, so I worry about what the future could possibly be. So it's up to us to like just be like, hey, you don't need to have if you want to be in shape, if you don't, you don't. But what makes a real man is not like if he can beat up another dude or own a woman, it's what your actions.
Which is funny because Andrew Tate got his ass beat a lot.
He was a kickboxer.
Right? Oh, really?
But he swore he's like, what, 70-0 or some shit like that?
He tried not even remotely close. If he was
70-0, everybody would know.
Trust me, he's remotely close to that.
He swears
record.
He's never been defeated.
Man's just like, gotten fucking no knocked the fuck out.
There's no way he's a
K1
champion, bro. Yeah. No fucking way.
No. And I was just like, maybe there is a level to delusion to this, but there also could be, don't, also do ego, not. Like, do not put him on the thumbnail. I'm just tired of seeing everybody cash cow him, bro. He's.
I love a picture of a thumb. Is he bald, right?
Yeah, he's bald.
And I see multiple, again, I don't know why, but I feel like, I think it was you that told me, like, the way he like, finessed the algorithms, where, like, he had a bunch
of... No, that was me, when we went to, on our little bro date.
I'll take it, though.
Oh, okay. You can
take the credit.
It's fine. Oh, my God, John, you're really going to make this? Like, 10 minutes of John Bean, you have to go.
I mean, but apparently, he's got an MLM... He's got like a pyramid scheme going on.
Oh,
he's
got like a, you were telling me the whole like.
Yeah, like his baller, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is called, but you pay for it and then you get other people, and it's basically just sharing his content. That's all it is.
Discord has like a channel that's dedicated for you to just like start up your own little TikTok or Instagram reel channel of all his clips. And they like give you download links and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like they act like they're not. And the wild thing is they're not even ashamed to admit it. They're like, a lot of those guys are like, yeah, it's a quick buck. Why would I not do it? But like as a top G, you want to make money. So
why do you keep saying like, top G? Is that
because that's his catchphrase?
That's his catchphrase.
That's who he is. That's what he calls himself. He is the top G. And now he's starting to move on from the whole podcasting thing. Besides doing the podcasting like extreme shit, he's like connecting to all the people that are like kind of figureheads in that whole scene too. Because
he's debating them, not even
people that are like-minded like him.
Oh,
because he got Jordan Peterson's daughter on his shit.
Wait, I've always heard of Jordan Peterson. I thought he was supposed to be this like enlightened dude about feeling.
He is, but he also has like very old, some old school ideology.
He's fucking old.
Yeah,
like people are like, fuck Jordan Peterson. I'm like, have you seen this dude? This fucker like definitely lived through the fucking 40s, bro, or something. Yeah. I don't know, bro. He just looks old.
He has a fascination for Nazism and whatever, but well, not
duh,
like
everybody in that generation had. Bro. Yeah, the Nazis were the fucking craziest shit.
So like again, and then the best part is. He's not like the guys that are a part of his little like social group have told the guys that post a clip to edit it in a way to spin it to make people think that Andrew Tate fucked her.
Wow.
And he's like, because he's dominated her, even though she's a big woman's figure. And then there's a lot of clips where he goes, no, I didn't. Trying to be a gentleman about it. And I'm just like, bro, these are all made by your own fans that they're gonna always like put it in a spin to make it look cool. One makes it look like he dominates women, and one also makes it seem like he's not a piece of shit. And I'm just like, I just don't like that these clips are on my reels.
Yeah, I don't get them as often. I now have
like slowly
learned that to get rid of it, just start swiping it out of it right away.
Yeah, that's what I try.
Like,
to
you start like,
or
like
oh,
I don't even.
I get ones that like shit on Andrew Tate. Like when Hassan was talking to Andrew Tate. I saw that one. That one was.
But
really
then
funny.
I've learned some of those people are from his crew too.
Hassan?
No, not from Hassan's crew. From they like again, any publicity. Oh, is
I mean
good
that
publicity.
One was
that's
that
what
one
I'm saying,
was from
yeah.
Hassan's own like TikTok. That's why I saw.
Because a lot of people are like, bro,
yeah,
why
but
are
you
all
don't
these?
Know. Andrew Tate runs it.
It's part of his Ponzi scheme. But that's the part where like a lot of people are like, why are y'all giving this motherfucker a platform to just like?
Because he's not sick
enough. Like, if you really don't fuck with someone. Just stop watching.
Yeah,
yeah but yeah. Like, also, you got to, like, I see H3, they're contemplating on having, you know, the Fresh and Fit guys, the douche cuties that, like, my girlfriend can't have an Instagram?
Yeah.
Him and, what's it called? What's that bald guy again? Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
They're going to debate him. They both are going to debate Hassan Piker and fucking H3, yes. Ethan Klein.
Because it's but content.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it's like, I find it weird.
Dude, H3 made like 3 or 4 episodes off of reacting to Andrew Tate's debates.
Exactly. That's
and
what
now
I'm
he's going to have him on it to debate him. So
and
that
then
he can
be like,
and I feel
fuck
like the
this, fuck spreading this like ideology of being an alpha while you're fucking letting him like spew his shit
on
and
your,
like plant seeds.
But guess
like,
what? Knowing his next follow up episode, H3's, is going to be reacting to his own debate. I didn't like what Ethan said in that episode. So I'm just saying, you know what?
This is me saying some out of whack shit. Is that Andrew Tate following it up with it?
Just imagine Ethan reacting to Ethan's own quote. He's like, whoa. That was too far, Ethan.
That was me 2 weeks ago. I'm a different man.
I got some dominoes in me. I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling better.
Ah, dude. Because I'm not going to lie.
That joke didn't land with you?
No, I just want Domino's.
Hey, bro, you can have whatever you want. Fire as fuck. You're the birthday boy, man. What do you want?
No, we already.
Uppies. I want uppies.
I just realized I never got my actual credit card back from last night. I know. Wait, who what? Has it. I know who has it. I just I didn't get it back. I'm about personally. To
say, hey, bro. That fucking pork belly got it.
Is what, dude, it got. That pork belly was fucking ba 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 ba. And also the clam soup.
No.
Oh, yeah, the mussel soup was pretty good. Soup, yeah.
There was clams in it.
Mussel and clam soup. Yeah, it was good. The
soup that we got last time.
The problem is it's so much. Like, everybody has to eat it.
I wanted to fuck that shit up yesterday for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. I feel like I didn't eat much yesterday.
Like, compared to the rest of us, yeah. Wings,
pork, but I was just drinking.
Because me and Lewis had a good snack before you guys showed up.
I was fucking the edamames though. Those were
You were fucking that cheesecake though, boy. You were
eating cheesecake. Like, are you gonna eat like a Crunchwrap Supreme? Yes. I'm like, yes.
I wasn't gonna ask for a knife, so I was just like, I might as well just eat it is.
Dude, we all ended up just taking bites out of it.
Oh yeah, we did.
Literally Joey ate like half of that hoe, and then I had two bites, Noah had two bites, and you probably had a bite.
Yeah, it's just, again, I tried.
I doubled down. Cheesecake is kind of whack.
Yeah.
Sorry,
like
people.
It's just too creamy. I like it. It's just fine. Like
the texture.
Weirdly enough, if it was like, I filling? Think it's the ratios that throw me off. If they had less cream cheese.
Yes.
Like if it was perfectly like same amount of graham cracker and then the filling, I would probably fuck with it. But the fact that it's like two or three times more, nah.
Yeah. If anyone knows where this fucking cake that I got this one time is, it's white cake with cheesecake like fucking frosting.
Just sounds like an ice cream.
On top or in the middle? Because you made
everywhere. It was all cheesecake frosting. Yeah.
That's just, so it sounds like cheesecake. It just sounds like ice cream cake, just without the ice cream and cheesecake.
It was yeah, it wasn't cold. It was just like, it tasted like frosting, though.
I've never had ice cream cake. I always felt like that was a white people thing.
Ice cream cake is delicious.
Good. No, really? It's too much.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's too
good.
Much.
I love it. Well, I remember.
You gotta get the right. Sweet shit. You gotta get the right kind of combination. Dude, too.
What the fuck do you mean combination?
Like, you gotta get the right ice cream and cake flavors. Because
ice cream cake was just the cake. Like
built over like, on top of ice cream,
yeah, kind of like combined to like.
But so they put layers, cold, right? Like, yeah, they put it in layers. Cold.
That's weird. I don't like.
I remember when lived
okay,
in
holds them up. You like Tres Leches? Tres Leches is normally cold though.
I like it wet.
That's okay. Mean that if it's cold or not.
But dude, I had the strawberry shortcake ice cream cake. Oh my god.
Ooh, strawberry shortcake. I had like a tiramisu one.
That strawberry shortcake ice cream, that is my shit. I will fuck that up every time.
I had a tiramisu one. It was like a yellow cake, a really small part chocolate cake, and then the coffee ice cream.
Is tiramisu the one thing that we got you for your birthday, right? Dude, I will fuck that shit up any day.
Tiramisu is really
good. I will fuck that.
I like tiramisu.
Tiramisu is fucking
good. Tiramisu too. Like if they actually make it with real coffee and
45 degrees tiramisu, fucking
it was
45,
35.
That's 745.
85.
You finish the lie, Lewis.
I heard 45.
85.
Oh yeah, 85. I know it's a five, bro. 35. I was like half
math.
A circle.
Number math. He starts backing up like it's a five.
Well, Lewis is sleepy, so we're gonna end this episode. Thank you for watching.
And this is a short ass episode.
This is a short ass episode. It's
also, I need a pizza. So I'm good.
So yeah, John, we all got some shit to do. It's Saturday, so it's the Sabbath. We're all Jewish, so
it's Saturday. It's the Sabbath. We're all Jewish.
None of it made sense. But thanks for watching. Namaste. Just trying to get all
the make coffee with you.
It was with you.
Well, check us out. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you. Outside of thoughts. Bye.